Friends, on his deathbed, Jacob or Israel, the father of the 12 tribes, prophesied about the royal line of King David. Genesis 49 says, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples or the nations." Friends, Shiloh refers to a very special person or Messiah. He would have kingly authority over the peoples or the nations. 14 generations passed from Israel's grandfather Abraham to the enthronement of King David of the tribe of Judah over Israel. The prophet priest Samuel was divinely guided to appoint David. King David's initial godly and self-giving conduct enjoyed much blessing. As foretold to Judah, God promised David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, "And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." Thus, Shiloh, the Messiah, forever king, was to come from this line. It was a long and tumultuous wait for his coming. Later, the Lord judged David's fall into grievous sin, saying, "Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." The house of David experienced a great deal of violent tension, even murder. Seeds of the division of the kingdom were sown in David's own lifetime. King David was not allowed to construct God's temple. He told his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, "But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'You have shed much blood and have waged great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed so much blood before me on the earth.'" Solomon's son, Rehoboam, saw the violent division of the kingdom. The 10 northern tribes rejected his authority and established their own kingdom called Israel. They took on the religious beliefs and practices of the surrounding pagan nations. They melted away with them and lost their Hebrew identity. Only a remnant of the tribe of Benjamin remained loyal to Judah and the line of David, forming together the kingdom of Judah with Jerusalem as its capital. They too experienced slow but steady spiritual and moral decline. Friends, the earthly kingdom of David's line lasted 14 generations until it ended by the Babylonian exile. Yet God had promised David an everlasting kingdom. Psalm 89 announced, "Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. Like the moon, it shall be established forever, a faithful witness in the skies." Friends, David's kingly offspring was to endure forever. Before him, of Judah, it said that his kingly line would continue until the coming of the rule of Shiloh, the Messiah. Just before the exile that ended the kingdom of Judah, the prophet Isaiah, in the 7th chapter, asserted that through the birth of Emmanuel, the Virgin Son, God had not forgotten his promises. And in the 9th chapter he says, "For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. Another 14 generations were to pass until the Messiah King came at last. In the first chapter of Luke, the angel's message to the Virgin Mary was clear. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. The royal line of Judah through King David was to lead to Shiloh, the heavenly Messiah King. Unlike the rest of David's line, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was born with a new, perfectly sinless human soul. As a divine lamb, the Messiah Shiloh offered himself and conquered sin, Satan, the diabolical world system, and death itself. Friends, Jesus establishes a blessed new humanity, a true Israel of God. It includes all those who cling to him from all nations, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. The line to Shiloh was 42 generations, still foreshadowing the promised blessing to the whole world. David and his line were not purely Hebrew. Scriptures note 4 Gentile great-grandmothers through whom the Davidic royal line continued until Christ. Those were Rahab the Canaanite, Ruth the Moabite, Bathsheba the Hittite, mother of Solomon, and also Rehoboam was born to Naamah the Amorite. Wonderfully, in Christ, all people, Gentile and Jew alike, form a universal holy body of the redeemed who receive eternal life. Jesus announced the nature of his eternal rule, declaring, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Hallelujah.